In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, who got a little nervous at the words, "I do not come to bring peace to the world, but a sword"? That seems a little scary, doesn't it? Not kind of the Christianity we know, is it? And yet it should be. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying go pick up a sword and chase your neighbors down. And that's not really what Christ is talking about either. It's the last line that's the key to this. He whoever seeks his life will lose it, and he whoever loses it for my sake will have it. What does that look like? Let me give you an example you can relate to. Everybody in this room has had something happen in their lives that has become such a part of them that it makes up who they are. It has become such a part of them that to be apart from this aspect of their life is much like trying to slip gravity. It doesn't work and is often very, very painful. Now, for many of you, you probably know this feeling that I'm talking about and had it when you looked down and held your child for the first time, be you mother or father. You may have had all the fears in the world and not known what you were going to do and not known how you would get through, not known how your child would fare in the world. You may have had all of these issues, and when you looked down at that child for the first time, you knew that you would do whatever it took, that you would be whatever it took to make sure that that child was kept safe and protected and taught and encouraged and grew strong and everything else, didn't you? Not that you never had any fears after that, but for the most part, they went away then. There may be places on this earth that draw people to it more than others. Point is, there's an understanding that because of something that happened, your very makeup has changed. That's what Christ is talking about. Because you have come to know Christ, because you love Christ, because you follow Christ, your life changes. Instead of pursuing things that make you happy, instead of pursuing things that increase simply your life and make your life better and your life in your own eyes more wholesome, more perfect, more enjoyable, as you bend towards Christ, your life starts to fall away. Your DNA is changed. And it's not simply for yourself that you live, but actually for Christ. The more Christ-like we become, the less our life matters, the less we chase after, pursue, and defend it. You get it? Can you see that change? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Very quiet today. In that process, we will make enemies. That's the peace that we don't have yet. That's what Christ is talking about when he says, "I didn't come to bring peace to the earth. I came to bring a sword." See, we get to certain points and we fight one another. Why? Because we haven't moved as a group. We've moved as individuals. So people aren't on the same level or the same path, or the same ideology that we are. And there's friction. That's where the difficulty comes in, right? Those are the tumultuous times that Christ is talking about. those are the times where son doesn't agree with father and daughter doesn't agree with mother and everybody fights. Think back to your childhood. That happened in your house, right? How many times did you fight with your parents or your brothers or sisters? Why would this be any different? Yet you continue on that path and you become something more. And as you mature in Christ, you move from being the child that God holds in His hands and says, I will do anything for. I will be anything for. You grow into adulthood and you hold the next generation and say, I will do anything for. I will be anything for. And your life falls away. You no longer seek to save your own life. You seek to save others. That is the gift of Christ. That is the responsibility of Christian life. That you step up and you take your place as a Christian and reach down to pull others along. And you don't seek to save your own life. It happens in the blink of an eye, much like childbirth. Much like all those fears and trepidations vanishing when you look down for the first time at that child. Nothing is ever the same again. And you can't ever imagine going back to what it was before. That is the pursuit of Christianity. Always changing, always endeavoring to be better, always following Christ. And as we do that, we no longer chase after our life. So may we always run the race. May we always pursue the good and right. May we become more and more like Christ at every turn. Amen.